What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Sorry. Sometimes I get distracted. This is me, ladies and gentlemen. This is Spike on the Mic, and you are listening to number one's award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
Yay! I'm unmuted, so yay!
I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic, and we are coming to you from undisclosed locations, so we can't tell you where we are, but hopefully you can hear where we're coming from. All right, I like that. But when I say hear where we coming from, that means I am not alone, and I can't do this by myself. So I've got to let some people that's in this car at least talk about themselves. So let's turn the radio down, and let's listen to who's here. Again, putting the sound in your eardrums. We like to call him the one. The only PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Spike to white cans.
This is the only thing that goes in my temple. White cans. Get with this, you can get with that. Right with this. And okay, speaking of this, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one only reason.
That can't be.
Only. And that is because the man who educated me on a movie that I had forgotten about, and he's just the reason we're here. We like to call him the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a man who would like to throw out a challenge tonight.
Why did your voice go away?
Okay, I hear nobody.
Now I hear you.
Okay. Where was your challenge? Because the internet was unstable.
Oh, because I don't think it was me. All right. It's usually me. But to throw out a challenge to Bill Schmatz to work the word perambulator into the conversation.
Perambulator.
I mean, speaking of working the word in, we're going to go straight to the man who has to work in the word perambulator. He is one Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz, how you sticking?
I am sticking like the voice of reason's nose to Spike's ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I hope that had nothing to do with your perambulating, but
yeah. So
we'll work with that. And rounding out the resistance fighters is our crack prack research analyst. This is the one, the only. Hey, your can is not white, but it's Miller Lite. It is Billy's.
Miller. He's doing the real thing.
Oh, yeah. It's the same company, Miller.
How is that?
We can't hear you, Bill.
I'm sticking like a beige can to my lips.
Yeah.
So
the champagne of bottled beer.
Can't, for that matter.
It just says the champagne of beers, not the champagne of bottled beers, right
it,
down there.
It was this champagne of bottled beer.
It used to
but
be,
now it's in big fat cans.
Yeah, he took
it was, but Billy likes to take it in the can, so.
What?
Damn.
What? That's my daughter you're talking about.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Billy, I can understand you're frightened because before the show started, the voice of reason was telling us how to leave the urinals faster than most humans.
Exactly.
These are things I don't need to know.
Yeah. That stuff I didn't want to know.
I didn't even know about it until.
No, I do too. I do too.
You do what? Oh, okay. All right.
He eats out of a white can.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this.
But he kisses a black can.
But when you take it in the can too.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm a little confused. I am a little confused now. I don't understand. Okay, well, now that you heard the resistance fighters out there and you see why I every once in a while have to pull this car over, because sometimes you can't reach them all the way in the back. You just got to stop, get out, open up that back jump seat.
And smack them.
And shut it down, shut them down. So let's go ahead and continue to do our housekeeping things. So you can always give us a call, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call at
813-699-3900.
Again,
813-699-3900.
You know why I gave that number out? Because we are a caller-driven show. We love people to call and drive the show, because as we pick
we're
up...
sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, listen, let me Venmo them some money and see if we can get this in. Maybe I didn't pay my cricket. I shouldn't call it cricket. My prepay.
Cricket phone, yes.
Yeah. But listen, just get a number call. It will be up and available. If not, you can always hit us up here on the internet, on the chat line, if that's still up. Excuse. Said the man who said excuse me.
I thought the chat line went down a long time ago.
I have a technical question. Did your audio go down a little bit, Spike? Mm-hmm. Did you turn it down?
I did turn it down.
You shouldn't have done that. You need to turn it back up.
Okay, well, let's just turn it back up. Now let me tell me when I'm sounding okay. Now tell me when I'm sounding okay.
That's nice.
That's good.
All right, cool. I got to figure this out one of these days, because I was trying to turn down the headphone audio.
Oh.
But I guess it's also connected to the hip bone. Yeah. It did all the mother exactly. Side bones.
Yeah.
Speaking of bones, let's go ahead.
We had a great show tonight.
Yes, we did. It is phenomenal. Hey, what was that word you asked the smartest to work in?
It's a challenge. He doesn't have to accept it. It's totally up to him.
What's the word?
What was the word again?
Perambulator.
Perambulator, not pro.
Wow.
Perambulator.
He knew what it meant already, so now...
No, does it have anything to do with walking?
Kind of.
Okay. It does.
Well, good thing about that is not the big A word of the day, so we're cool with that.
No, we're cool.
What is the big A word of the day?
We have to go in order, my friend.
You know what it is? It's the...
That didn't work yet.
No.
Wrong order.
I only follow orders from Spike.
Right, because he knows that we talk about three things. We talk about...
The past, the present, and the future.
There's our weekly exercise, including pelvic thrusts and chin-ups. So the next thing we have to do to keep this housekeeping moving is talk to our sponsors.
Oh. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, speaking of race fans, bad news.
Oh, the season is over?
No, but this past weekend he came in 26th.
Oof.
Oh, man.
I didn't watch the race, so I don't know how that happened, but he must have been in an accident.
Was that out of 25?
No, it was out of like 35.
Oh, he did well. He did very well.
No, that's not very well. He has to finish in the top 10 for us to get free fried pickles at our local Hooters.
There you go. Participating Hooters. If he Chase Elliott?
Chase Elliott.
Can we get one free fried pickle?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it works that way.
So either.
Maybe at the next race we'll have a chance for.
Maybe we could call and ask for a participation pickle.
I understand that anybody who says it's on Spike and the Mic, Spike pays for it.
Oh, that's right. I heard that a couple of weeks ago or last week or something. Spike's got a lot of money.
This is true. This is true. Well, it all comes out of the SOTM budget, so we all good.
What budget's that?
Yeah.
You guys know whenever y'all get a Venmo, you see, like, that's it?
That's it? Jeez. I can't even buy pickles with this.
Oh, I could buy pickles with that.
You could?
Ooh.
Sure. Oh. I could buy some good pickles with that.
Billy, stop.
All right, that's enough of that, Billy.
Yeah.
I'm bragging it. The others can't.
Yeah.
You're bragging about how much you're getting, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything special.
Apparently.
But it's enough to buy decent pickles.
I can only afford a bazooka gum.
I don't think so.
Speaking of more than you, Voice Reason, did you ever, what did you do about your phone situation?
I have not corrected it yet.
Oh, so you still out there in ether, huh?
No, my only way of communication is through this show. Oh. Hello, America.
Oh, man, for a minute, I thought you were selling pillows.
Well, I haven't figured out how to chop up foam rubber and stuff it in a bag.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, speaking of that, now that we talked to our sponsors, we have to go ahead and start the show, which is early because we're only 12 minutes into the introduction. So let's do what we like to call is the cow chip news of the day.
Oh.
Cow chip news is coming to you from the Spike on the Mic show. I need to get to Herb in research and development and sales to tell them to get a sponsor for the cow chip news, because I almost said cow chip news is brought to you by, but maybe I'll just pick up one of MOI. Maybe I make them do it. All right, so here, cow chip news. You guys have heard of Benjamin Franklin, right?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, this guy was very responsible. He was responsible for many impressive accomplishments.
Sure.
He was an inventor.
Better me than thee.
He was an inventor and a politician. And he was pretty good at it. And he also was a writer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, much to your cow chip news, did you know that Benjamin R. Franklin and the R stood for Rasputin?
Rasputin.
Yes. He wrote an article which is widely published and little known about, and it's called Fart Proudly.
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
Yes. And so he wrote in the universe in 1781, he wrote that digesting our common foods, there's create a product or we produce in our bowels of human creatures a great quantity of wind that is escaped from our body and is mixed with the atmosphere, and usually an offensive odor comes from it that comes with it.
Are you actually reading, or is that just totally made up?
It's in front of me, but then I get tired of reading, I get tired of talking, so I just jump around.
And yeah.
I look for the end of
and
I look
pick out words.
Words here and there.
That, you know, so you he picks out the words. He picks out the words that he's not really sure he can pronounce.
He looked up the word fart to get a subject for the show.
That's not the word of the day.
Yeah, really. Speaking of which, the word of the day is, let's do the word of the day. I think your came in a little early.
Yeah.
Remember our discussion earlier?
No.
That's not the word of the day.
These came from off stage.
I was there when y'all talked about that. But anyway, I usually, you praise in private. on public, whatever the heck it was. It's
the word of the day.
The word of the day, I'm going to play it three times, and I want you guys total silence.
All right.
So that you can hear it, and then I'll have to spell it and show it to you. Here is the word of the day.
Perry. Perry. Perry.
It sounds like Harry with a P. It's
Perry.
Harry. That is the big A word of the day. And as we do, we go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, do you guys have an idea what Perry is?
Is it spelled P-A-R-R-Y?
Correct.
Okay.
You mentioned, do you know the word of the day, Miss Billy?
I believe I do.
Mr. One William Smosh, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Well, it's only five letters, so I wouldn't call that big, but I absolutely know it because I was a soccer goalkeeper, so.
Hey, what did I just see on your screen? It was B for Barry?
Me?
Yeah, on your screen, I just saw something and jumped up there. It says it was P for Barry or something like that.
That wasn't me. I didn't write anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you want to put into chat, right?
I saw it up there. Okay.
B to everyone. There you go. That just came up on your. I guess it's a new Zoom feature. It actually, if you write something in chat, it goes on the screen and then goes into chat.
Isn't that interesting?
I typed the word Perry so we could see
something,
it.
No.
Oh. It's gone away. I guess it goes into who's ever talking at that time, too. Well, nope, it's still with Smarts right there. Smarts to everybody.
All right.
Okay, hold on a second. Now that's...
How do we do this again?
Yeah. Oh. Are we supposed to read these out loud?
I need to learn how to do this.
No, stick with me. First of all, yeah, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Oh, me?
Or yes.
No. You,
voice. All right.
No, and, out of context, I don't.
All right. And voice, I mean, PW, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Not unless you're going to parry me.
No, that's Carrie.
Oh.
It's scary, but I understand you got bad speakers, so yeah. Sometimes it's hard to hear. All right, well, now, so what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to reveal what the big A word of the day is at the end of the show, which means you have to stick around and enjoy what we do. And the things that we do is we have topic changing musics.
Oh, I have to press some buttons. And now for our very first topic of the evening on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. I'd like to tell this story here, and I want to call this story, How Will It End?
How Will It End?
Right, and I'm going to read you this story here, and I want each of the resistance fighters to give me your opinion on how you think this story is going to end.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like this, too.
If you don't, you can even use, one of your co-resistance if you have no idea or opinion on that. But I'm going to read the story here. A woman was found in a remote part of Croatia, of a Croatian island, with no memory of how she got there or who she is. The woman is thought to be aged around 60 years of age. She's a short woman with
blonde hair
and blue eyes. Right. She speaks English, but she doesn't remember her identity and doesn't know how she got there. They took her to the hospital because she could barely walk. They gave her some water. She could barely hold it down. But now the authorities are having her. They're evaluating her and trying to figure out who this person is. Now, going around the room and have to ask the resistance fighters, how do you think this story will end? And Billy, I think you already know the story. So how do you think it will end?
I do know the story. I actually read the story today. But I don't know. Someone is going to come out of the woodwork and say, this is my grandma, Emma, and then take her home. And it's not actually, they're just going to make her be a housekeeper. And she's not going to know that she's not actually Emma. That's how it's going to be.
Is she going to help out with the rent?
All right, well, now that you ask that question, the voice of reason, how will this story end?
She's going to, they've already picked her up?
Yeah, she's in the hospital.
So I think in the hospital she's going to find a little magic rock. And she's going to rub it, and it's going to turn into She's going to be fine. She's going to turn into a young princess, and a handsome prince doctor is going to come up and marry her.
Okay, so you just gave me a Cinderella story, huh? All right. Mr. Spots, how will this story end about the woman that's found in Croatian Island with no memory of her name or how she got there?
Oh, well, now that you told me this, I was going to say the story's going to end because Schmatz wasn't listening. He's going to admit that he wasn't listening, so he wouldn't have any idea. But now that you have repeated it, a Croatian woman was found on an island?
Well, a woman was found on an island off the coast of Croatia. She speaks English, and she has no idea who she is. And they found her. She was in bad shape, and they took her to a hospital. That's all we know.
She was a it was a Liam Neeson's daughter from Taken.
Taken.
So the and movie was wrong.
Find out that she's been a sex slave for many years.
Liam Neeson saved the woman, his daughter.
Yeah, well, it was a Liam Neeson type that wasn't as successful.
Right, that was a fictionalized account.
Right.
He never actually found his daughter, and now she's been found.
Okay, so, all right, so P.A.W., since you had that, how do you think this story will end?
I think it will end poorly.
Okay, define poorly. She doesn't have no money?
That's poorly.
That's the definition of poorly.
Okay. Well,
this is a happily.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So this is how I think the story is going to end. Hold on. I believe
you haven't read it yet.
No, they're as far as of this publishing. They haven't revealed.
Oh, there is no end to the story.
No.
So I just want. Oh,
so I could have given an answer, and you could have said it was right. Uh oh.
We have a caller.
Exciting.
Well, seeing that this isn't a caller-driven show, we have to go ahead and give our callers the opportunity to drive.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. And how are you sticking?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We are marvelous. Are you calling to tell us how this story will end?
Yes.
Okay, so this story, you heard the story about the woman found in Croatian, speaks English. She's a short woman with blue eyes, great gold hair, and she's heavily dyed. She out of water. What's that called? What you call me out of water?
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated, what? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so she was dehydrated. I think that she's trying to escape something, and this is all a big act.
Whoa.
And we'll find out that she's faking it, and she owes some government a lot of money.
Yeah.
The article didn't say, the article only said that she spoke English. It didn't say whether she, had a British accent or an American accent or Australian or whatever. So I like this. The caller, who is Kim, I believe that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
The caller who is correct.
Yo, wait, hold on a second. So caller, unless you have super internet, do you know the end of the story yet?
No, I don't know the end of the story, but it's obvious. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You and I were almost on the same page. I was thinking that.
She's faking it.
She was. Yeah, she definitely faking it because she speaks English. How you remember I speak English, but you don't remember how you got there and who you are?
That happens often.
Is that a serious question?
Do you know what amnesia is?
You forget how to talk.
No, you don't forget how to talk.
So when you get amnesia, if you're of English descent, all of a sudden you're speaking Spanish? Is that the logic behind your question?
No,
how would she, if she doesn't remember who she is, how would she know words?
Yeah, she would just go, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
blah.
Right.
Yeah. Serious. Well, listen, what we're going to do, caller, we're going to... Watch this lie. We're going to keep abreast on this story and find out what happened. What'd you call her, Billy? Call her Mabel?
Oh, I didn't call, give her an. Oh, the caller?
No,
dude. Or the. Oh, I don't. They didn't. I didn't call her. I didn't give her a name. I just said she was going to be somebody. Somebody was going to claim her as their grandmother, and even though she's not actually their grandmother, and right. then take her home and have her and be have like her their housekeeper.
Yeah. Wash the dishes, clean, wash the laundry.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you called her like Maybell or something like that. You gonna say
I did not.
Not Maybell. No,
she didn't call her anything.
All right, we gonna have to check the tape because
I have the tape right here.
Voice of Reason.
You want me to just play the whole show back?
Voice of Reason.
I think I can do it.
Please don't.
All right, Carla. Hold on a second. Let's go around the room and see. Voice of Reason. I say Billy gave this person a name. What say you?
Yeah, I think Billy gave her a name. Didn't you give her a name, Billy? Oh,
no, I didn't. There's something on your nose.
Kisser.
No, there's something on your nose.
Didn't you say something about her name or something from the story?
No.
Okay, call her.
Billy, I thought you were the only one in the world that knew her name.
Really? Carla, are you still there?
I am.
She sounds like she doesn't want to be,
though. Gave up.
Yeah.
Totally gave up.
Wait a minute. Carla, you did. You heard Billy, the one of the resistance fighters, give her a name, right?
No. She said somebody's going to claim her, and I think you thought that sounded like Maybell. She didn't say any name.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not really good at paying attention.
All right, let's try. No, I'm going to find this out. I know I'm just not that. I only had one white can. Smuts, did or did not Billy call her Maybell or something like that?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I knew
Spike definitely was. I mean, Schmutz definitely was not listening. You were only partially listening. Schmutz had tuned the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Schmutz is doing the best he can.
And okay. W to round out the jury?
No, of course she didn't.
Why did I? No, because that was the first story, and she said, yeah, she's going to find out her name is like.
No. It's the way you pay attention. It's so, just sort of like I'm almost listening.
Oh, you know what I think? I think she said Maybelline.
No.
Okay, like, well,
we didn't even do that.
Well, let's do this. So, caller.
Maybelline?
Nope. So, caller, if your story pans out correctly, we will let you pick from the Spike on the Mic prize pack. Which
we have a prize pack?
Includes at least a month supply of Lee Press on Nails.
Ooh, a whole month.
Yeah. And then we got.
Wow, I know the caller. She'll use those.
Yes.
We got some.
For a month.
We got some Dr. Show insoles.
Oh, she would use those too.
Yeah. And some. Oh, these are. I don't know if you use these. These are black air fresheners, car air freshener. Christmas tree air fresheners.
Oh, yeah, they're black.
I'll take all three.
Well, no, we have to wait and see what happened to Maybell.
There's no such thing. Yeah.
You already know. I will be correct. You all see.
All right. We shall see how this happens on there. And then, now, listen, because we are a caller-driven show, you are more than welcome and then some to stay on the line. To stay on the line
and participate in the next topic.
Next topic. If you more what? Totally. What? What did it say, Spike? What? I'm partially seeing these things down here. All right. So,
move on.
Caller, are you going to stay on the line for the next topic?
Maybe.
Yes. Come on.
Yes, you will.
Stay.
Listen. Oh,
I'll stay.
I know minutes are high on the week nights and weekends, and they don't start to what, 9 on your cell phone plan?
Like $1.40 a minute.
Yeah, it's still expensive right now.
Yeah,
I totally get it. All right, well, let's do this topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic on the Spike and the Mic Show. Only this one features Kim,
my sister.
All right,
hi.
I like to call this topic here, who gets it?
I get it.
Totally get it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Of course Steve gets it. You know.
No, I don't get it. That's too tricky for me, Spike. You came up with a good one this time.
All right. There you go. All right. So, Smart.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm
sorry for waking you up. I know you.
Just keep you, no, we keep you up.
He's here.
I'm going to need your expertise on this.
Schmatz, how's the Rays game going?
I actually don't know. I'm actually preparing for Monday Night Football. I will say this. Steve would give up a perambulator to have a bronze statue of Spike.
Wow, that was too easy. Way too easy.
I would laugh, but you guys know I have no idea what a perambulator is, right?
I don't know if it has something to do with walking, like a walker or something.
It's actually a baby carriage.
Okay, there you go.
Pram. You know what?
I bet a bronze statue of Spike would be worth a fortune.
All right. Who gets it is the next topic on here.
Oh. I do.
This is I got to move my notes because every once in a while I see something pop up on the Smarts page. All right. This is a question that I have to ask resistance fighters and our caller if her phone line is still there. Okay. There's a flight attendant that wanted to end this age-old debate. And the debate about, they did a study to say that they have the answer to this. And the question, age-old question is, who gets the armrest in the middle seat?
Oh.
Now,
the person in the middle. Period. I'm correct. Everyone can stop debating now.
Yes.
Everybody gets the right-hand armrest, and everything will be fine.
No, but they say...
Wrong.
In traveling, there are four
seats. No, what do you mean? There's no armrest on the window.
Nope.
But the window could be on your right. So then if you only do on the right, then you don't get the person on the window seat. Doesn't.
All right.
It's always the side of the aisle.
Exactly. Opposite of the window. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what the study found. And you guys, they're experts. You guys are just resistant fighters and a caller. So you just simmer down.
Okay. Ooh, so we have we get the expert's opinion, and then we get to talk about how they're wrong.
We're just resistance fighters and a caller.
Yeah, really. They said that there's four seats on the airplane. There's a armrest. I mean, there's three in a three-seat row. There's an armrest by the window.
No, there isn't.
There's two in the middle, and then there's one on the window. I mean, on the aisle side.
Correct. Yeah. There are four. The window, between the middle seats, and then the aisle. So there's four.
Right. So then the question is...
Four cups.
Would you say it's my voice?
Three people, four
armrests. Right. So now the study has shown that, and I'll go around the room and you guys can tell me, who gets the armrests in the middle? PW. As far as that odd armrest.
Yeah, I understand. How big is the person in the middle? Because maybe he gets both. Yeah.
Yes, both. All right, Billy.
On the last several Southwest flights that I've been on, the aisle seat is actually narrower than the middle seat and the window seat. It's literally narrower than both of those seats. So because of that, I think the person on the aisle seat, since they have a narrower seat, they get two armrests. And then the other people get the armrest closest to the window, armrest closest to the window.
Yeah, good analogies.
That is my answer.
Voice of reason.
All right. Being not a tall person, I always sit at the window because it's curved in. So my head is not hitting up against anything. If it's a cute girl, we share it. And if it's an ugly, hairy guy, I take it.
Hold on a second. What is the it? You take the two armrests?
With a girl, I always get the window seat. So in the seat next where I have sharing it with somebody, if it's a cute girl, we share it. If it's a big, ugly, hairy guy, I take it.
Okay. I don't know. I better answer my question. Smosh.
Yeah, I don't think Steve has ever taken anything from a big, hairy guy.
Yeah. No, on a plane, I definitely. For one thing, my elbow sticks into the middle of their forearm.
Oh. All right, so caller, Who do you think gets the?
Don't ask me. I mean, what, you gonna cut my answer off because everyone?
Yeah.
I was waiting on you. You weren't listening. Okay, Smuts. Who gets the IO? I mean, the armrest assist in the middle.
Extra armrest.
Extra armrest.
People that's less disgusted by the other person. That's less disgusted by the other person.
Wow.
Okay, and caller, what say you?
The person sitting in the middle gets both. Period. Sitting in the middle is hell. So they get the extra gift of both.
That's true. Sitting in the middle is hell.
A great crack pipe producer, PW. You have a ding ding button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
Yes.
And I kind of see the point there because that person on the aisle can lean away. The person in the window can lean away. The person in the middle, if they lean either way, they're leaning on a person.
Stuck
so, can't lean
away unless they get hit by a bed cart or walks across someone, brushes their ass in their face as they're going to the bathroom.
Paul, are you about to put your X-Teemo sense in this?
The person in the middle is just, they're in prison. They're in hell. They're trapped.
So they get a gift.
They get a gift. All right, Voice of Reason, what do you want to throw on that?
I always take a sweatshirt with me, and I stretch it across the armrest. So that the armrest is like, instead of being like this, like a little narrow thing,
right.
I put my sweatshirt out, fold it up tight, and put it over it so that the armrest is like twice as big.
So the person, both of y'all can use it?
Yeah.
Like they want to lean on your clothes.
Like,
oh, that's
like,
wrong.
Like that way the armrest.
That's totally wrong.
Well, I know you guys are.
No, I'm not wrong. Yeah, I'm not wrong. That's exactly what I do.
What are you
and
saying,
it's Carl? A wrong thing to do.
No, it's the right thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be on a plane with a voice, please. No.
Yes.
Please, please don't store your clothes on my seat. Thank you.
Yeah, get all right, his mustard stained armrest.
Oh, God.
I'm just putting it on my armrest.
Okay, well, listen, I know you guys are waiting with big breath to get this answer. The caller is absolutely right. Study after study, this is done by the experts that are in the airline industry. They said that the two armrests in the middle are for the middle aisle person because of the situation in which they're dictated in. They can't, as Billy said, go one way or the other or lean to the right or left because they will be infringing on other people. So, the middle armrest on both sides is for the middle seat person. Hey, give her a yay or something, W.
Yay! Kimmy was right. Yay!
Really?
All right, Kim. You're all right.
All right, this begs. Okay, you got it.
No, that's it. We're giving her just desserts.
This begs to reason. The policies on winning prizes on the Spike on the Mic show is you can only win one for every 30 days.
She's already won once.
There's a caveat.
Wait, no, that means she won for this question, and she doesn't have to wait for the answer for the first question. She won for this one, so she gets all of the prizes.
Oh, that's true.
You have to mail them all to Pittsburgh now.
Hey, hold on a second. So if she's correct about the Croatian woman, island woman, then I can't mail her a Lee press on nails or insert shoes or whatever thing there was.
No, she's already got it for this.
She already has all those things for this.
Yeah.
Because she got the
other
right
one. We don't know if she's
topic.
Correct. Yeah.
Spike, they cancel one another.
Right.
They obviously cancel one another out.
But what if Croatia island woman is a fugitive? Because only the
then she wins the question, she wins right. the topic,
yeah.
But she won't get another prize because she already got this prize for this topic,
yeah.
And you don't get
and
two
we already
prizes
know she
in the 30-day
one.
Period. And we know she won this prize, so she should just get it for this one. You need to send her Lee Press-On Nails to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, all right, caller, you are... No!
She hung up.
Okay, good.
Wow. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Everything went away. Yeah.
But now I
don't know. I would have given the right answer, except I don't need Lee press on nails.
No.
How about the air freshener?
Yeah, I thought she would get all three of them.
I don't need that either.
No, it's called you get to pick from the prize pack.
Oh, well, oh, she's no. already gone. She's
you
already
didn't
gone.
Say that. Should I replay the show from the start?
Exactly. And you're going to play the floor. You're going to see that I said you get to pick from the prize pack?
No, no. You said you get the whole prize pack.
And Maybelline. Trust and believe. Huh?
Yeah. I did not say Maybelline or Mabel or any of those names.
Yeah.
If you guys believe that. All right. So with that being said, I think it's time to do topic changing music.
All right. Here we go with another topic, this time without Kim. And that's not good.
I can't remember if I've done this topic yet, but I'm going to call it What Kind of Maid Are You?
What kind of maid are you?
Right. Now, you guys let me know of course, y'all will let me know if I've done this. But it is.
All right. You've done it.
No.
Move on.
It'll be new to Smots. How about that?
Right. Yeah, because he's never paying attention. Yeah.
Right.
What's that?
You heard his name.
Yeah, really. All right. Did I tell y'all? Wakes him up. Did I tell y'all the story about the shipwrecked mom?
Shipwrecked mom? No. Right.
There was a story.
The island on Croatia?
No, that's the same thing. But there was a shipwreck. There was a family of four, a mom, a dad, and two little kids, 6 and 2. They went on a little excursion on a boat. A
3-hour tour, maybe?
They went on a little getaway cruise, a pleasure cruise, as the story says. Well, while they were out there on the pleasure cruise, waves came in there and it crashed and smashed the boat in half.
Ooh.
So the mom, who I said was on the boat?
You said four people were on the boat.
Oh, five.
The kids and their parents.
Five?
Yeah, it was two kids, the parents, and they brought their maid.
Oh, their maid, of course.
Alice.
I mean, why travel without your maid?
Yeah, really. They decided it'd be nice to give her something to do. So they went out, everybody went out on the cruise.
And she appreciates.
And the boat crashed and it broke in half. Well, the mom and the two kids and the maid clinged onto some, what's it called? Debris when the boats, when you're hanging on the stuff?
Floatsam.
They were holding on to a ice box and some other parts of the boat that fell apart. The father, unfortunately, they haven't found his body yet. But what happened is the mom was drinking her own urine to supply liquids for her. They were out there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And to supply liquid to her body. And then she was breastfeeding the kids to survive.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job. Now, the story will now, when the rescue people found them, unfortunately, the mama had passed from dehydration. So the only living survivors were the maid and the two kids.
Okay.
Nice. I like the way this is ending.
No, here's what I think wrong with this story is what good is the maid? Why didn't the maid help out with maybe, I don't know, but some breastfeeding or give me some urine or something? Then she could have gave some urine to help not do the digestive thing. I mean, the dehydrations. She just sat there and watched the mama do all the work. This is why I'm upset about this story. I call it, what kind of maid are you? So I don't know if you're listening, Smots. What say you about the situation of this story?
You're right. I was not total listening, but I did gather a bit at the end there. And I would say that my maid duties end when I leave the house.
No, because if the boat wasn't crashing, you still gonna have to take. You should be taking care of the maid. I'm thinking.
If I'm the maid,
yeah,
yeah. No, I'm not taking care of family at that point in time. What they put me on a wrecked boat.
Yeah, the maid took care of the kids. That's the important thing. The maid and the kids survived.
Okay. No. All right. So, voice of reason. No. What do you think about this story?
Isn't that what you said? They survived.
I think it's a really sad story. I'm sorry that happened.
So you don't put.
It's very motherly to give your all to your children, right? I mean, typical mother that would give everything she's got for her family.
Right. Got all that.
The maid's family.
But my question.
Wait a minute. It wasn't the maid's children, was it?
No, she was the maid.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it was the mother that gave her all. She gave both her urine and her mother's milk to save everybody.
All right, Billy, what do you think about this?
It's sad.
I don't know that the mom probably dehydrated herself because she was breastfeeding, I guess. And there's just because the maid was a woman doesn't mean that she could suddenly lactate. So how exactly was she? Could she help? Were they in the ocean, like salt water?
Yes.
I mean, I think the maid's just lucky she didn't die. And the mom died because she was giving everything to her kids.
Right. They according to the story, they were adrift for about 4 days. And now the thing I'm saying in the blazing sun, what I'm saying is, here's something I think that maybe
I could last 4 days.
Spike.
Boyce, go ahead.
For a woman to start lactating once she starts breastfeeding, it takes about more than 5 days. So there's nothing the maid could have done.
How about this? This is Dr. Spike speaking now.
Right.
Right. The mother...
I'm guessing the mother's name wasn't Susan Smith.
Yeah, I'm guessing it wasn't. I don't know who that is. So the mother, according to the article, was drinking her own liquid.
Urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sharing it with others.
But she was doing that to maintain dehydration and to be able to produce the milk, right?
Right.
So it was just a vicious cycle. If she would have got some of the maid juice, then she might not have dehydrated, right?
What?
That sort of makes sense.
Urine is a temporary solution. It's not a life-saving at all costs solution. You're not going to continually do it. There's enough acids in it that it's going to do it. So, but she should drink maid urine? Maid urine is safer than... Okay. All
right. What I'm saying is she was drinking her own and breastfeeding, which means she's basically it's a double negative. She's taking liquid away from her and bringing the same liquid, trying to get put more liquids back in her.
The maid could have shared some of her urine with the mother.
I think that would have helped out.
Would this go directly into the mouth of the mother, or would you actually have to use a glass?
You don't want to spill a drop.
Now, see, that's the part that I hadn't figured out.
Okay.
All right, that's not the part of the story. The part is that the maid...
You know what? The good news is, I can tell you this, is that the voice of reason would absolutely give you his urine directly.
Yes, he would.
To keep me alive. I mean, thank you.
And you would get it fast because he would push it back in. Yeah.
No, I would not. I would not share my urine. Maybe that should be the question, Spike. Would you share your urine in a situation like that?
Yes. Would you share your urine?
I don't think I would. I think I'd save it for myself.
I think the maid.
It might be easier if you traded urine with one another.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure. You're floating in water. How is the urine transferred anyway?
I do. Listen, maybe
it would be easier if you shared your urine with one another.
They were clinging onto an empty ice box.
Uh-huh.
And some other wreckage from the boat. So they probably she somehow was able to maneuver and do
it. Get on top of it without it actually sinking down further.
Something like that's probably it. Yeah.
So what are we going to do for a new sponsor?
Well, I think the maid was secretly hiding a Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's why she survived.
This urine story brought to you by MOA Mortgage.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we got. What are we going to do? This we can't have sponsors.
Hold on a second. We're talking about the story, not the content of it. Is
of course that's all it is. The story. I didn't mean to go by it. I'm just making sure that MOA Mortgage gets their mentions.
And it's a sad story.
God, what? Now you listening, Spots? Okay, so here's what I'm hearing.
Now he's listening.
You guys, I'm serious. If we ever shipwrecked out there in the water, I need liquid to stay dehydrated or unhydrated. What's the opposite of dehydrated?
Hydrated.
Okay. Help a brother out. Yes, I'll tell. Yes, I will do it because I want to be here to tell the story.
Right.
And my last story thing about that, I don't think I would hire that maid because she is sitting there and watch the mama do all this.
She had a Coca-Cola.
Kept them afloat.
And she had
that would actually probably be.
If I was the mother doing all of this to say, I don't know that I would want to drink somebody else's urine. And then that person is then dying because they're complete. What are they drinking?
Coca-Cola.
Your urine.
But she is not breastfeeding. She's not expulsing more liquid.
Expulsing, right. Yeah.
She's only losing liquid. At least the mom is intaking some liquid, taking and giving. Then the maid would only be losing liquid. She would probably have died quicker. Like, I don't think the mom would even have wanted to do that.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. If
I need to say this. They had a long time to think about it. They probably did do the right thing. You're right, Billy. They probably did the right thing.
And I'll say this, Spike. I mean, you should probably get to, because you're going out and selling the show and getting sponsors. You should get put on a card. I will share my urine with my sponsors.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get cards printed up.
Yeah.
I will.
What sample, sponsors?
I will sample the sponsors.
Well, okay, but you can say I will share my urine with my sponsors.
With my sponsors, life. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're doing, isn't it, Smots?
I'm not sharing. missed the whole goodness of the show and how the maid was selfish. That's all I got out of this whole story. I got to admit, because now I would not hire that maid. Because I say, okay, so let's say we in the
show. You can't hire the maid. You're dead.
Okay. I would not hope my family would hire that maid. Because if you give her a hypothetical situation, she's probably not. During the interview, you said, hypothetically, if we're shipwrecked and we need to, maintain hydration, would you help me out? And she probably said, oh, yeah, see? I don't know why I made a spin.
But Spike, don't you think
wow.
she did she could?
Wow.
Yeah, that was wrong. I don't make her tall. Come on.
Spike.
Yes. How would you make her tall, Spike? You use C for an example. How would you make the maid tall? Good question. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah. Mm. Would you help me stay dehydrated?
Hell no.
All right. She's tall.
Hey, you got a tall maid. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
really.
I always thought the maid was tall because, after all, maids are tall.
And why all of a sudden did the tall maid say hell no when the whole time you've been trying to say yes, yes, yes?
Because tall people are going to tell it straight up the truth. They're not going to lie to get a job.
So, but you're saying you would. So are you not tall?
Oh, good point.
Of course he's tall. Look at him.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
He's taller than I am, and that's really tall.
I'm taller than you, and I'm not tall at all.
Really tall, and that's really tall.
All right, well, I don't understand you guys. You guys just letting that go. But, I wanted to talk.
I'm short.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm short.
All right. So would you share your help your family that hired you stay hydrated, Billy?
Say that again. What was the question?
Would you help your family stay hydrated?
Yeah. If they hired you to be the maid, would you help them stay hydrated?
No. If I was the maid?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah. They took you on a cruise, dog.
So you fucked the test. You can't be their maid.
Okay, no, I'm saying, but they took you on a pleasure cruise. They
could
lift you home, but no, they decided you you're part of the family.
No,
you're
good. They took you so that you could do work for them.
I'm supposed to give my life for them, and then my family suffers because I'm gone.
Death isn't certain.
No, the only reason they took the maid on the cruise is so the maid could work. Yeah.
Take care of the kids.
Take care of the kids.
That's not a pleasure cruise for the maid.
And obviously the maid did her job because she survived and the kids survived.
Or the maid said, my obligation as a maid ends when this boat fell apart.
No. She did her job. The kids were okay.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I guess I hate to end on that illuminating, hydrating topic, but we have to go ahead and at least tell you guys what the big A word of the day
is. Oh, yes. Yeah.
The big A word.
We've got a lot of time.
But now we get because
more. No, he's got to make it play a couple of times now.
Yeah, we got.
Perry. Perry. Perry.
All right, so now going around the room, and you guys say you do know what it is, and but voice reason, you say you don't have an idea what it is, correct?
I think it's to fend off, but I'm not sure.
To fend off, okay. Billy, how do you think it is?
It's like a defensive move. I think of it as a fencing thing.
Yes.
But Schmatz mentioned that it was a soccer thing, so a defensive move.
Yeah, Schmatz was the key to this whole thing.
Well, it's deflecting and averting. So, I mean, yes, it is a fencing move too. But when, as going through training many years in soccer, when you dive, they say parry it wide. So you're basically deflecting, averting what it is.
So good.
And I've always thought of you as offensive.
Oh, I keep things away.
Yeah, really. And PW, do you concur with the resistance fighters analogies?
Totally. It's blocking an attack.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody got a ding ding? Because you guys are getting smarter every day.
And because of you, Spike. Because of you.
Yes, there you go. All right, Smots, you were trying to talk while the voice was.
I just said then the big A words are getting shorter too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, parry means to ward off, to evade something.
You know what parry has? Parry has the same amount of letters as spike.
That's true.
Oh, that's probably why he chose it.
A big A word. Why don't we define, anyone know what spike means? Why don't we check out the chat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wish I could put the chat on the screen.
Spike is a volleyball word.
Thank you. There you go. To crush.
Yeah.
That's what spike is, you know. Don't set him up to be crushed.
Yeah.
So what
are you ready for the spike?
Yes. So let's go around the room.
Like it's also something done to innocent women at clubs in order to take advantage of them.
Oh, yeah. The drinks. Yeah. That's probably more like it.
No, it's not.
I mean, like,
no, it's I mean, not.
Maybe not.
All right,
I guess not.
So let's go around the room. Yes.
So let's go around the room. I'm going to say that what stuck with Gas Man is that he doesn't want to go on a cruise with a pregnant woman and a maid.
Pregnant? Okay. All right. And then what stuck with you then, Billy?
What stuck with me is pretty much the same thing. Not. I don't want to be on a cruise. And I want to have to drink somebody's urine. Yours or anybody's.
Oh, okay. And PW, what stuck with you?
Maids are reliable and they'll save your children.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good point. Voice of reason, what stuck with you?
The Schmatz took the cheapest way out of my challenge.
I don't know exactly.
No, he just.
I'm going to trade it. I'm going to trade a perambulator for something else.
Yeah, for a statue of Spike, a bronze statue.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap. It doesn't even come close to what a perambulator is.
No, but he still traded it.
He used it in a sentence, yeah, and that sentence made sense.
It's true. It's a sentence that made sense, and it was the most clever and cheapest way out of that.
Let me ask you this.
Well, what do you want him to do? Put his baby in a perambulator?
Yes. Okay, I want him to have a baby, put it in the perambulator, walk it around the block, and then take a bath.
Let me ask you this, voice. What I said, is that not a factual statement as well?
It sure is. Oh, yeah. It's a cheap factual statement.
All right. So there you go. I don't know what's wrong with it.
I expected something cheap out of you.
Which one of us is beeping?
It's not me.
So, not me.
Oh, right quick, voice.
Oh, we got to go, apparently.
Yeah, voice. Did the Smots win your challenge?
He won my challenge in the cheapest way possible.
Okay. Also, and so now we want to give a big shout out and thanks to the caller, Terry.
No. Him.
Yeah, her. And I will get there.
She asked me what stuck with me, Spike.
I didn't. Wait, what stuck with you, Smots? Sorry.
Nothing.
It's a good thing we got that out there.
Yeah, really.
God. 10 seconds.
Well, then, with that being said, caller, we will try to get your stuff out, maybe, but I pretty much doubt that. So, Spike on the mic. Let-